Hey, and dear friends, it is March the 31st, 2010. It's the last day of the month. It's amazing to me that this month can fly by. 64 degrees, Canton, Ohio. I don't know how it is in your area, but listen, God bless you. Listen, I know three things for sure. God loves you. God knows who you are, and God, more than anyone else, desires you, wants you. So in this 1 hour that we have together, it's really a supernatural time. It's been prayed over, that's for sure. There's an engagement, that's for sure. There's a great spiritual conflict over the souls of men and women everywhere, yours included. And there is clearly, truly a dark side that's operative. I'll say it again in an unprecedented way. But we must remember again and again and again, too, that God is at work. And right in this 1 hour, he'll be at work in your life. I really believe that. May God stretch out his hand to really touch your life. I want to welcome those who listen. Listen, many, many believers in Christ. Great new friends way up there in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. From the conference that last weekend that we had, what a great time we had. What an important meeting that we did have. And listen, we have put up on the website, shatterthedarkness.net. shatterthedarkness.net. We put up on that website the 6 hours. I recorded all of them up there, and so we put those up there, and it looks like now we're going to add at least three or four more. So session number 7 is up and ready, and we'll put 8 tomorrow, 9 on Friday, and number 10 on Saturday, and we'll see if we go any further than that. We've got a lot of things to do. The series on Psy Wars, the series that deals with Holy Spirit perception versus ESP, and the series on Homo Satanas, let alone a new course is being worked on, the Book of Acts, and that's because the Spiritual Gifts one is done. All will be uploaded. That one we've really had to work with and fight with, and finally all of it has been retrieved and put up. And well, take a look, shatterthedarkness.net, hundreds of MP3s. There's a course that is free right now, Confronting the Powers, and one of the most important courses we've ever done, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. I'm going to tell you right now, in the political atmosphere of this nation, I would say that among military, and I would say that among the NSA and NASA and other places, that there is influence that is flowing from active satanic rituals that have summoned powers that have sent, listen, they're looking to bring influence. It's all moving in one direction. And either you are being drawn into it like a whirlwind, you know, that going down the drain. That's what's happening all around us, going down the drain. Tonight, we're in the middle of the series it's dealing with some of the, well, we call it counterfeits, spiritual counterfeits project, and the quest to replace God. Now, if we really understand this is what it was in the heavenlies, this is what it's going to be when Antichrist shows up, placing himself in the temple of God, declaring himself to be God. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be millions who have been layered with dark spirituality that are going to believe it. And, they're going to believe the promise from the fallen cherub of an evolution to deity, homo lumos, but homo deity, a lot of conflict spiritually showing itself up in political realm, and definitely going to be in the military realm, and in the coming chaos. Now, I've got to say a few things as we begin tonight. Welcome again to all the believers in Christ. Welcome to those that are checking out the radio station or listening to the archives. Maybe somebody sent you this to say, hey, listen to this. By God's providence, you're here, even if you're here to check things out, to do recon, to see what's being said. I know that some wanted to see what I would say about the so-called Christian militia that in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio were plotting together and practicing warfare, and they were going to go and kill a cop, and they were going to blow up the other cops and all the stuff. Listen, all the news is not out yet, but it does clearly seem that some of the literature and confessions were that they wanted to spark chaos. They wanted to spark a war. And I'm going to tell you something right now. The Constitution provides for militia. And militia are here to represent, defend the Constitution and the United States of America. But let me tell you something right now. According to biblical revelation, it's not going to be Christians that ignite the chaos, ignite the anarchy, ignite the bloodshed that's going to bring down the nation and will allow the Antichrist. That is solely and totally from satanic operative power, from the created chosen ones, and from the underground that has been developing. That is an agenda in the sequence of satanic evolution. That's part of the dark side's operative nature. That's why when I first heard that, quote, it was a, quote, Christian militia, that, not saying that Christians are not in militias, but it was something really, really off base. See, God gave to Christians the Great Commission. Look at the book of Acts, the power to change lives by the thousands, by the hundreds of thousands, to encounter nations and cities, and to watch God bring down the emperor worship of Rome and the, well, of the empire of Rome. And all that was concerning the preservation of the body of Christ and getting out the message and the mission of God. Let me tell you something. If America ever comes to the point of standing in front of God and trying to shut down the mission of God in these days, if political ideology, if critical mass in thinking, if military or anyone is used down the road to stop the great commission of God in the world, then they are at the apex of slamming and spitting in the face of God, and you could be sure that God will respond. God brought down Rome. Take a look at Romans 16:20. Romans 16:20. Now, the United States of America, as I said a week ago, based again on Romans 16:25, 26, God desires to save a nation. All nations, Russians, Chinese, Canadians, all across the globe, God has an agenda. But it's about the saving of lives and the changing of hearts and the calling of the political and military forces of a nation to be surrendered to God and to do the will of God. That's part of the problem we're seeing right now. As the counterfeit spirituality, as the dark demonic spirits and their work continues to manifest in the United States of America, this will definitely bring effect into politics, into the, well, the corporate critical mass thinking, into military, you know, vision. And this is what's concerning all of us, is the preparatory precursors to the kind of globalism that we know will be the most destructive political ideology and spiritual presence in the history of the human race. Before the return of Christ and the Prince of Peace and the millennium and the real peace and the real end of war, all of what God is going to bring, there's going to be a counterfeit. As there is counterfeit doctrine, counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, counterfeit charismatic giftings, counterfeit spiritual experiences, events, encounters, there's going to be a counterfeit Christ, Antichristu. And in this comes a counterfeit offer of a pseudo peace, a pseudo globalism, a pseudo rule by a supernatural presence operating out of the temple in Jerusalem. Now, that's all that you and I need to really take a look at tonight. It is a vast, vast, tremendous revelation that God has given. Literally, intelligence reports on the development behind the scenes. Tonight, in the series that we've been working on, I think that as we take a look at this spiritual counterfeits project, the quest to replace God, to bring counterfeit globalism, counterfeit world peace, counterfeit solution to problems, counterfeit, everything from head to toe, including the one that's going to rule, please understand that it is the mask and it's the one behind the curtain, one behind the mask, the counterfeit, like having a bowl of, candy here to the left, M&M's. Put your hand into it, grab some, put it in your mouth, and eat. You taste the chocolate, the sweetness, the candy. On the right, another bowl of M&M's, and it's been laced with deadly poison. Can't taste it. It's there. And you put your hand into one, it's just sweet, and it tastes good, and you eat some. You put your hand into the other, you taste it, it seems sweet. It seems like candy. But soon, it affects you, and it kills you. Vitally important when it comes on an individual basis. You embrace a spiritual experience that comes from the finite, dark, fallen spirits. Knowingly, you're not led to God. Knowingly, you have some kind of spirituality. But knowingly, you don't know God. You don't know about eternal life. You're preoccupied, you're distracted, you've got something, or it has you. It has you. Yet now you might be listening and realizing that the Spirit of God is breaking in to pull you out of lethal, counterfeit spiritual deception and bring you to the heart, to the face, to the love, to the grace, to the power of God. Once again, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Want to say welcome to all. You can email me during the show. Many times I'm able to respond directly. shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. And listen, every once in a while, send me a hello. Let me know where you're listening from. It's always a great thing. Listen, it is really an incredible thing to get behind this mic, to know that I have an opportunity today. God knows about tomorrow, but right now, you and I have an opportunity to know the Spirit of God here, and I feel and am directed and compelled by God's presence. To know that what we hear and what decisions we make, it's a vital issue. Tonight, the title for Wednesday, this third part, Three Main Powers of the Satanic Counterfeit. Three Main Powers of the Satanic Counterfeit. And we're going to take a look at again, the uncreated, eternal, infinite God, the Holy Spirit, what he has to say. Now, I'm watching the news in the midst of this and working on many things today. We put up another part to the Michigan Conference. We're getting ready to put up another part to the series Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. We're getting ready to enter a weekend where it's a holiday, and I can't stand the concept of the term Easter. But I'm not going to be silent. I'm going to unleash, scream out the power of Christ's resurrection every day. But because of the deception behind the holiday, because of the suppression of the body of Christ, the mixture it always seeks to creep in. Look at the seven churches of the book of Revelation. The Nicolaitans, Jezebel. I mean, there's always this goal of infiltration. Acts chapter 5. Listen, as believers in Christ, and if you are a spiritual leader, then you and I must understand that even when the church is powerful and strong, Acts chapter 5, then demonic, satanic forces, you know, they love to try to somehow find an avenue to get in. They want to dirty the church. They want to compromise the church, just like you and I individually. They'd love to. The enemy in his temptation, in his seduction, in his attack against believers. He loves to silence you and suppress you, to move you into some kind of sin, guilt issue, and keep you down. To literally infiltrate your life as a believer and steal from you the opportunity to live in the great power of God and demonstrate the victories of Christ. Well, good news is God's at work in your life. God is operative in your life. The Spirit of God is operative in your life. Stand up, yield to Christ, obey God, and become extremely powerful in Christ. It's the kind of day you are needed to become God's not just suppressed and silent survivor, but literally, like the book of Acts, dynamically filled with the Spirit of God, dynamically guided and empowered in doing the mission of God. So I pray for you today and I that we would be... well, listening to God the Holy Spirit. If you're listening today and you're from the background of, well, Luciferian and satanic, and I know that, you know, I get emails and, you know, there are those that are doing rituals. I've gotten information, stuff sent to me in the mail. Individuals that have come a long way just to report that certain things have been done, Russ. That rituals had been done, that they had done sacrifice, they raised demons, and they've targeted you, or they've targeted this or that. See, all believers are going to have to understand that spiritual warfare will ramp up in the last days. It's not as though we don't have everything we need. We do. The fact is, the ramping up will become more demonstrative, and if we respond preemptively, instead of like we're slow learners 30 years behind, if we respond preemptively and be at the cutting edge, then we're going to find that crystal clarity, that dynamic, Nike is the Greek word, victory, decisive victory. Did not Jesus say, I have given you authority to trample on the dark side, the snakes and scorpions, to overcome, Nike, to have decisive victory over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. So what we need, and what God wills, is that every single believer in Christ listening to this, God calls you, take up the cross, know your authority, know the mission, be clothed with his power, and do the will of God. What a joy, what a power, what a victory. As the demonic side ramps up, manifests more and more and more and more and more and more as never before in history, you and I are going to have to deal with something. You know, the body of Christ is either going to be suppressed, silenced, and in survival mode, or it's going to break loose as it opens wide to God in faith, obedience, perseverance, and doing the work, the mission. So I would, in the presence of God, say to every believer, get into the book of Acts and see the manual, see the field manual of what it's supposed to be like. To the Luciferian or Satanist that listens and monitors and seeks to hear everything we say, to those that have already marked us, God has marked you. Just like Pharaoh. Pharaoh would have been safe if he would have stayed in his little castle. But he came out. And he came after the people of God. I have seen God intervene. Biblically, historically biblically, and in my own life. I would literally pray that is, and again, I just want to say strongly to real underground Satanists and Luciferians that believe in the ancient serpent, that embrace dark powers, that embrace the dark promises and are committed to the real agenda of chaos, anarchy, and the rise of a new regime. Just as every prophecy in biblical history has been infallibly, irrevocably fulfilled, the ones that are still left will be fulfilled in the same way. And so I throw up to you the invitation of God, Psalm 2, and I mention to you for the future's sake, Revelation 19:20. Now all the undergrounders and super soldiers understand Revelation 19:19. I think you understand your side of the picture of developing, well, your agenda. But you're not understanding that even as you think through and sit there in sinister secrecy, looking for the day of your unleashing, that you've been layered, and literally the three main powers of Satan that I'm going to mention tonight, that you're covered from head to toe. You are literally saturated. See, as a believer, I want to be saturated with the presence and power of God, the light of God that reveals the Word of God that reveals the Christ of God. I want to be saturated with the Word, the living words of God that bring light to my path, that guide me, that revive my soul, that give me more insight than all the secular counselors. You ever read Psalm 119? You ever see the power of the Word of God, the living words? I'm sure some of the undergrounders have heard the demons speak. Maybe some. Deep down in the black nobility that have infiltrated the Vatican, Rome, Europe. Many of you that may be in the high places, synchronizing your rituals, triangulating your powers, summoning and sending, summoning and sending, and summoning and sending. You don't have the slightest clue that the three deepest, darkest powers of Lucifer, if you call him that, of the dragon, the ancient serpent, the devil, the fallen cherub, are operative in you from head to toe. That the entire spiritual construct of your being is literally overtaken with the three powers of God, of Satan. The three powers are operative deeply in the New Age movement. Operative deeply in ancient occultism. On the writers, the channelers, and even the current behind-the-scene operatives in the UN and other places. Oh, don't think for a moment that the government does not have placed infiltrators and those who, listen, the shadow government, shadow military, shadow presence behind science and technology operate collectively. Same spiritual force inspires them. The same spiritual forces guide them. They're all about the belief in an evolution to deity personally and a need to wipe out all things as is so that a new globalist, spiritually charged regime with a supernatural, powerful leader that can pull it all together. You know, you believe that. You're all into that. You know that. And in my opinion, if Antichrist is alive, some of you in Europe, I'm talking about the elitists, the undergrounders there, they've engaged. There's plotting, planning, but they're doing it, well, without them knowing it, the three deepest, broadest powers of Satan are operative in and on them. And they are also then operating within the powers of Satan. Remember Jesus said to believers in Christ, Luke's Gospel chapter 10, I have given you authority to trample on the dark side, the demons, and to overcome all the power of the enemy. We look into Ephesians, which gives this enormous revelation of the supernatural operative power and how it works. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now supernaturally operative in those who are disobedient. Now listen, Ephesians 2 describes the operative, living, active, forward-moving presence of Satan is actively operative in those who are disobedient. Now, who are those who are disobedient? Unsaved, doesn't have the Spirit of God. They're in current rejection to Christ, and many of them are in current acceptance of the spirit of Antichrist, of the spirits of the New Age, of the spirits of occultism, of the spirits sent out to deceive many. Jesus warned about this 2,000 years ago, Matthew 24. Now we know that. Now when I mentioned specifically when it comes to the counterfeit spirituality and the desire to replace God, it's all about the idea of replacing God. That's what the Antichrist is going to try to declare, the finite, full manifest presence of Satan in human skin there in the temple. I am God. You know, and there's going to be those that are going to believe. Maybe some of you listening with the precursors of satanic presence in and on you, maybe you'll be there. You know, maybe there'll be a bowl of punch. You can all take little drinks of punch and celebrate and, you know, wear little medallions. And maybe there'll be a little stamp for your right hand and forehead, and maybe there'll be an image that they pull out that's alive that you can begin to worship the beast through. And if you do all of that, you're toast, you're sealed, you're done for, that's for sure, and that's a sad thing. God doesn't dance on your damnation and eternal loss. You ever read what God says in the book of Ezekiel? He takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather they turn. Turn and be saved. So the sheer fact that you're listening even now means that there's some shred left. Something there that God can begin to penetrate and pull you out of the deepest of darkness. You think the darkness is powerful? You think the dark spirits are fierce? Do you know the hand of God? Do you know the fierce power of the Spirit of God in convicting and convincing the world and drawing millions and millions, you, to Jesus Christ? He blasted apart the finality of death in the resurrection. Sinless blood shed. And I say all these things in the midst of, and listen, believers in Christ need to understand that the operative powers of Satan will become broader and deeper and wider and more demonstrative, manifest. But in saying all of that, all that we have in Christ is still vastly superior, coming from the infinite God. The victories of the cross, salvation, God the Holy Spirit, the Word of infallible Word of God, the authority, the armor, the call to alertness, spiritual gifts, the blood of Christ, the power of the gospel, the hand of God on the believer's life, that Paul would say later on, the Lord stood by my side. So what does the believer fear? What does the believer sit around for? Silent and suppressed surviving is an absolute contradiction to the life, the power, and the call of God and what the kingdom of God is all about. Total contradiction. Some believers don't know enough of the content biblically and the mission and the presence and the power and the grace of God. Well, I don't know about this this group out there. There's a lot of cults that try to use pieces of Scripture. Even the New Age does this. I want to say welcome to any and all new just listeners tonight, even listeners and maybe, again, from the archives, thousands and thousands are downloading the archives. And we appreciate that, but I want you to know that sometimes, like tonight, March the 31st, 2010, there'll be those that in May 2010 will download or get a hold of something. And that's part of, I think, the providence of God. I'm going to give you the three main powers that Satan operates by. You can kind of use it as a grid to see maybe, is any of this affecting you? But just before I do, I want to say hello to some folks that sent a note in. And I appreciate deeply, Nancy, the words coming in. Hi, Russ. Been listening for almost 2 years now. Love you and your shows. Just wanted to ask if you have seen the new Harry Potter theme park set to open at Universal Orlando. It is amazing. It really is. And all of the magic. And really, you got to understand that those who are versed even in real magic, Wicca, others, they're going to be drawn to that. They like that. And I think as believers, we need to make something absolutely clear with our children and give a definition to our children. And move them to places that would echo, reality, biblical reality, God and His kingdom and His work. So I appreciate this, Nancy, from Florida and South Florida. I've been down to Brownsville, other places, Cocoa Beach years ago, have friends down in Bradenton. And a lot of those who download the weekend shows from Florida. So just want to say we would love to come. They're asking if we can ever do a conference in South Florida. Listen, you get some folks together and pray, and that's all. Listen, we had a dear, sweet couple in the upper peninsula of Michigan, Cindy and Bill, probably listening tonight, and they set up the entire conference. And people from I don't know how many states, including Canada, people came down. So it was really great, really, really great. So listen, if you're in South Florida or some other state and you want a conference, we are we feel this is the year that we'll do a lot of them. We've got the conference in St. Louis coming up in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, April 9th and 10th. We got a conference in Nashville coming up the 23rd and 24th of April. We're going to be working on a conference for Canton, Ohio. We've got folks that want us to come to Montana and also to California. So wherever you are, if you're asking the Lord to lead and guide, and if you are interested, it's very simple on how to bring us there and what to do, and that we'd help. We only ask that we'd set it up, you know, you'd set it up 2 to 3 months in advance so that we could speak to thousands and thousands and thousands of folks and let them know we're coming to an area. But we'd love to come anywhere. South Florida would be good, and we can talk on and touch on Santeria, Palo Maombi, and some of the Haitian version of dark powers down there. Well, we also have a note here, and I'll get back to them from Minnesota, that they showed up, friends in Minnesota, and I'm looking here, and Cindy and Shannon and Justine and all the rest. What a great, great thing. And my buddy Brady, doesn't even seem like it, he's 21 years old. I want to say blessings to you at this age. And what may we pray that Brady, God's hand be on your life and open up all that he has for you. And he sends a hug to me. So appreciate that out of Minnesota, and appreciate some of the things that they had given me in this one little poster they made that it represents holy fire, God's fire, and great, and I've got it up, and deeply appreciate that. Let me mention one more here tonight, and just again saying that we're glad that you're letting us know, Susan, from the state of Virginia, and I deeply appreciate that you have sent a note. Listen, I'm glad to hear from folks from different states, different places. I have a friend, I didn't know, I was downloading dozens and dozens of our MP3s from Quebec, Canada. When he came to the conference in Michigan, he purchased every single course and all the new courses we're going to have next year, all of them. And he's really ready to go. And so we're going to keep Philip in mind that God would make him like Philip, Acts chapter 8. God would make Philip up there in Quebec is just like Philip in the book of Acts chapter 8. So blessings to you, Philip. Blessings to our friends in Minnesota, Michigan, South Florida, and in Virginia. Been down there a number of times. Was at a mind control conference back in the earlier 90s, Richmond, Virginia, when the big green bomb speech was given, all of that stuff on multiplicity. But I know you're waiting tonight. In the series Counterfeit Spiritual Project, The Quest to Replace God, in this spiritual satanic evolution of their powers, agenda, and Christians basically know the idea of the origins and the nature of Satan. Many even understand from biblical revelation the methodology. Very few, I find, though, understand the passionate, furious agenda. According to Revelation 12, and our understanding is that that dark side is in a frenzied, passionate race. They know their time is short. They're in a race. And that's why we're saying that even with the unprecedented rise of satanic powers and darkness all around us right now, there's going to be a demonstrative increase in then when this dark awakening, this chaos, this kind of counterfeit satanic Pentecost breaks out, it'll include toppling over government nations and preparing the way for a bursting in of the globalism and the rise of Antichrist. And that's going to just spell out the greatest potential for destruction in human history. Three main powers of, you know, operative in this satanic agenda. Let me mention the first one concerning the mysterion, the idea of a mystery, it's found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The mystery of iniquity doth already work. The idea of a secret power, a hidden. Now that's power number one. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. It's like knowing, even when I feel God's presence in and all over me and know God, and I know, listen, I've known God and walked with the Lord now for over 35 years. I've engaged demons many times in possessed people, but I've never seen one. Please understand something, that the vast domain of darkness, Ephesians, again, let me explain this. The prince, meaning the Greek word ruler, the ruler of the kingdom or the domain, the realm where they have authority. They're flowing from a realm, and he is the spirit who is now operative in the, he's operative. Now, that has the clear picture. I don't want to say he's invisible, but literally his presence and the demonic presence is meant, I believe, by their own power to cloak, power to stay hidden. In the very nature of the work of the enemy, Jesus explained in the parable of the sower that the evil one comes during the night. The idea that nobody sees them in the darkness. So in 2 Thessalonians 2, the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. That Greek word means, in biblical context, supernaturally operative, active. So there's a secret power. It's what's behind the scenes. Even what we have experienced and seen, and even all the biblical insight that we know at this point, is but a tip of the iceberg. How vast, how absolutely packed is that side demonically? Remember when Satan entered into Judas? Biblical revelation doesn't even show us that Judas knew what happened to him. Obviously, there was involuntary feeling, involuntary thought, Satan to skull communication, because he went right out instantly to betray Christ for 30 pieces of silver. It did not happen without actual, not only satanic energy, demonic energy or power, because behind the power, behind the feeling, behind the energy is the entity. And it's clear, according to the book of Gospel of John, that Satan himself entered into, in the goal to destroy Christ, to kill God in Christ. Anybody else in the room knew? No. Anybody else in the room when Jesus said, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat"? Did the disciples even know that Satan was in the room? That demonic presence was there? What about Acts chapter 5 when Satan got into the back door of Ananias and Sapphira's life, their lie, their greed, their goal to test the durability of the church? If not for the Spirit of God, it may be the word of knowledge or the charismatic gifting of discernment, if not for the operative power of the Holy Spirit in Peter, Satan would have entered into Ananias and Sapphira and entered into the young body of Christ to try to bring destruction. You think he doesn't do that today? So we got a lot of people, when Satan is doing things to churches, and when you don't recognize the spiritual attack, the infiltration, and what Satan is bringing to churches, then believers just sit back and blame people. That's like with Job. Job didn't know what hit him. Oh, he knew he was diseased. He knew he had sores and worms in the sores and dogs coming to lick his sores. He knew that his skin was gray and diseased. He knew that bad things happened all around him. He knew that all this crazy, bizarre, uncanny attack occurrences were happening. But it wasn't until the end that he knew that it was Satan. Satan operated in behind-the-scenes secrecy. Satan hit up his wealth, hit up his physical health, hit up his family. Satan attacked everything around him. And he did not know what it was at first. So I'm going to tell you one of the main powers of Satan is his ability to operate secretively. Without being detected, without being felt. This is why every believer must understand the power of the Spirit of God, who knows exactly where Satan is, demons are, and what's being done. The Spirit of God knows every arrow sent your way. He knows every ritual done in demon sin. He knows all the things. Paul says in 2 Corinthians that we're not unaware of Satan's schemes. That's a good thing, believers. You got this crazy idea out there. There are believers, leaders that have said things like, well, let's not talk about Satan because that only glorifies him. That's a lie. The Word of God gives massive content to bring revelation, to say the Word of God tells us in Ephesians 5, expose the evil deeds of darkness. How in the world are you going to expose evil deeds of darkness if you don't know? How are you going to know how to or when Satan and demonic presence and spiritual warfare is occurring if you don't know how he operates? The main operative power of Satan is to do things, well, in the dark, secretively. His power is wrapped up in that. Operative in bringing influence to political leaders' minds and hearts, bringing ideas and vision to military people, plopping in ideas for technology in science, and those who create technologies. You know, this is the secretive work of the enemy of satanic presence to plop in some dreams, some inspiration. In those who do not have the Spirit of God, that do not have Christ in them, so that they might be curious and seek supernatural experiences and be guided by satanic synchronicity to occult books and occult bookstores and deeper and darker places. See, the operative work is done in secrecy. And even if you felt or sensed or have become aware of some of Satan's work, that's only a part of it. What if for a moment, you know, God flicked a switch and the sum total of the demonic realm all lit up? That it all lit up. I'm going to tell you a quick story. It is going to make you, let me tell you a quick story. This true story. I was down at Cumberland College years ago, going to college for a while. One of my friends woke me up and said, let's go spelunking with their team. I didn't know what it meant. I just went with him, trusted my friend, got to the caves. Everybody had long shirts on, gloves on, helmets, flashlights. We're going to go cave exploring. Okay. Well, I didn't know it meant 6 hours deep down into the earth through tunnels and cracks and crevices and coming out into caverns and underground rivers and albino crawdads, bats. About the fifth hour deep into the caves, with about 8 people in front of me and about 6 or 7 behind me, with my arms stretched out with a flashlight looking at my friend's feet as he was struggling to get around a corner. It is so tight in those tunnels, and it's almost like going through a tube. I'll never do that again. But my arms got so tired that I thought, you know what? I'm waiting for him to get unstuck and go ahead of me. I flipped over on my back, and my flashlight held by my face hit the ceiling above me, which was about 8 inches above my face. There I saw hundreds and hundreds of cave spiders. Big, thick legs, crawling all over the ceiling, all over each other. They were there all the time. It was so dark in there, all you can see is where your flashlight takes you. And I always had it in front of me, looking down the legs and behind of the person in front of me to go in one direction. But in the tunnel, 8 inches away from my head, my back, I have no doubt they had been on my back. I had no doubt they had fallen into the muddy water that I was sliming through in the cave, that I'd probably gone over top of them. But now the flashlight struck, and now I could see hundreds and hundreds of them. I instantly turned around, pulled the neck of my shirt tighter, and tried to move forward. See, just beyond the veil are thousands upon hundreds of thousands of demons, of dark spirits, looking for the legal rights to get into lives, to break through to this side. Biblical revelation paints the picture that it's vast, global, in the air, on the ground, in people's lives, operative in governments, developing ideologies, and it all is pushing and pulsating towards the rise of Antichrist and globalism. It is deeply infiltrated in the Vatican, in churches and places and so forth, because that's how they operate. The secret power of lawlessness is already at work. Satan, in accordance with the work of Satan, and the rise, the apocalypse of the man of sin, Anthropos Anomos. Well, the way that it's seen is biblical revelation first. The Spirit of God gives insight. The Holy Spirit can cause you to sense, to know, and detect. Prayer can help open up and show. And, of course, authority in Christ can help bring a crushing to manifest demonic powers. But that's the main operative power. There's even rituals that satanic groups do to cloak themselves, to be invisible from people and law enforcement and others. Their power helps to shield them, though God knows every move, and that's why it's important to stay close to Christ. He gave the disciples the heads up. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you. None of them knew that. Jesus gave the heads up. You think for a moment that a demon, out of a billion, out of how many, Satan, you think for a moment the infinite God doesn't know in detail where and what that sides up to? Seek the Lord for insight. Colossians 4, 2. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Be devoted to prayer, being watchful. Greek word, looking for impending danger. God taught us to do that. God gives the insight then how to unleash fierce, authoritative prayers. Second power in this counterfeit spirituality is the, well, forceful blinding of minds and hearts worldwide. 2 Corinthians 4:4. There's a Greek word here that is tuflo'o. Tuflo'o. It just literally means to make blind. The God of this age, small g, age, aeon, time period. The God of this temporary time that he has blinded. The idea has to obscure the mind, has blinded the mind. Talk about mind control. Literally has the ability to kind of layer the construct of the human being. The perception, the mind, the discernment, to blind through spiritual presence, to blind minds so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. Satanists, Luciferians, New Agers, for those who are seeking, listen, they're all about blinding you from the real Christ. Oh, they'll offer you a fake, de-deified, little pocket-sized, well, Jesus, but he's not the real thing. They don't want you going to the real thing because the light of the world, Jesus Christ, will literally burn through that satanic, spiritual, supernatural blinding. Let me mention the third thing before our time runs out. Deception. Deception, deception, deception. In Genesis 3, deception. In his approach to Christ, Matthew 4, deception. Jesus warns in the end of days, the number one issue, deception. Thessalonians chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians, warning. 1 John 2, all the way through, warning about the issues of deception. The spiritual counterfeits project involves supernatural deception. And unless you have something superior they can see through it that can be the grid, you may be hooked. In the Gospel of John chapter 1, the Bible says Jesus Christ is the light of the world, the phos, the spiritual, moral, beautiful light coming out of heaven. He's the light of the world. His very presence forced the manifestation of demonic presence and power. His very presence shed light everywhere. He is the light of the world, bringing his life to all. And that's true to this very day. The Word of God is called the light. It is a light for our path. It has the ability to cut through satanic deception, cut through satanic lies. So if you want to cut through the satanic secrecy, the satanic blinding, the satanic deception, Jesus Christ is the answer. I pray that you know him. I pray that you, if you don't know him, come to the living Christ. The Spirit of God cuts through and can also bring, again, revelation, discernment. For the believer in Christ, pack yourself with the Word of God. Know the power of the Spirit of God and realize that you, Jesus said, you would be the light of the world in the good things you do and the things that you know, but a spiritual light that should be able to point others to God. You know, God reveals and makes himself known for who he is, what he says, what he does. Satan is the opposite. Vast spiritual conflict. The satanic side is secrecy, blinding, and deception. God is all about unveiling and showing his light and bringing his message. I pray that you know Jesus. Come to Christ if you don't. Write to me, let me know. See you on Friday night, 6 p.m. God bless each and every one of you. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web.